Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, it's that cold, wintry feeling. And you do know, on Sunday now, we have a roast, a family roast.
I think it's a really cool idea.
Well, it's the one night we're kind of all together and, you know...
You've been doing it for months, haven't you?
Well, I'm not sure about months. It feels like months. But on the weekend, we had friends around and now they're going to start it. We seem to have... And you and Pat...
Really?
Yeah,
we're going to do it. Exactly. I think it's a really cool idea. It goes back to that meal, that charity that we had on a few weeks ago.
That's right.
I think that's a really good thing that we all should get behind.
Exactly. And there are so many easy, you know, roasts to make.
Yeah.
So I'd like to welcome to the show Mind Food's food director, Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. Now, the thing is to a great roast, though, it's one thing having an idea and inviting people around, and I know later we're going to talk about the range of different recipes that we've got, but how do you cook a great roast?
Look, I'm going to pass on my mother's recipe. Basically, what I do is you know, select your meat, whether it be lamb or beef or chicken, and let it, you know, take it out of the fridge and let it rest on the bench for a while. Turn the oven up nice and hot, 200, 220, and then you flavour your meat. You trim it off all the excess fat that you don't want, but you've got to add your flavourings, your garlic, your rosemary, honey, chilli, mustard, anything that you want to add, you can add to the meat, you can pierce it. And then you brush it, give it a bit of a massage with some oil, some salt and pepper, and then you pop it into a nice hot oven. And I cover it for the first 30 minutes and with tin foil, and then bake it away, and then half an hour later, turn it right down to 180, or even lower if you want to 160, and remove the tin foil, and then it's, you know, really, it's on its way, and just cook it, following, you know, depending on the weight of the meat. And then the secret is always to rest it. Rest the meat for as long as possible before you serve it, and then all the juices will stay in the meat and you'll have a beautiful, beautiful...
What about temperature? Like, you know...
Temperature?
Yeah, is it better to cook things longer or slower?
You can start it off with 220, as I said, for the first 30 minutes, and then pop it down to about 180, or even I go as low as 160, depending on time.
Right.
And then for the length of time, basically, if it's like a fillet of beef, basically, you know, 14 minutes will do you, will be a medium. 16 minutes is a well done, but that's beef. But
right.
Basically, it depends on the weight. I always ask the butcher, like, how long will I need to bake this for?
It does depend on the weight, doesn't it?
It does depend on the weight, and it depends on what meat you're cooking.
Sure.
But I do think you're right. It is actually about resting it, and that was one mistake I always made. And I think a lot of people make that is, you know, you do go to all this trouble of a beautiful piece of meat or a roast, and you've rubbed all the flavours in, and it's cooked well.
Mm.
And then before you know it, it's on your plate, and you really do have to rest it. Now, is that because that sort of releases the flavours within the meat, Michelle?
No, all the juices when you've been cooking are, you know, all bouncing around the place, so it just lets them stabilise, and rather than ending up on your cutting board, they just stay within the meat. So it just gives the meat time to relax.
And I guess it also then doesn't become tough when you
It's beautiful and tender. And then while it's resting, you can make the gravy, set the table. You know, I like to, when I'm resting it, cover it again with tin foil, you know, just to keep it warm, but delicious.
And all those beautiful baked vegetables.
Oh, I know, I love
pumpkin.
Them. I love them. And we've got loads of recipes.
So that's all on mindfood.com.
It is.
It sure is. And, you know, I was thinking earlier today, you know, some people sort of celebrate a mid-year Christmas theme. You know, there's a really great turkey recipe, a orange and thyme roast turkey. I was looking at it before. It's infused with a scent of orange and thyme. And it's, you know, the image we've got, it's decorated with figs. And I thought, how beautiful is that mid-year for
Christmas? Christmas in July.
Exactly, those, you know, listeners that are doing that. But there's all sorts of recipes. You know, there's a roast of lamb with potato and fennel.
We've got a Spanish roast turkey, which we did this Christmas. It was absolutely beautiful. And we even made it the next day. We went back to the shop, got another turkey, and made it again.
We did, actually. It was so good.
Fantastic.
Hey, listen, thanks, Michelle. And for more recipes, go to mindfood.com. And if you'd like to get one of our recipes every day, sign up to the Mind Food Daily Recipe.
Thank you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.